let's get ourselves prepared and cover some things tonight in 1 John chapter 1. So if you'll open the scriptures to 1 John chapter 1 for tapers. We have, it's been some 6 weeks for us because we took some time to study for our Easter special, the atonement. But what is so significant is that right where we are in 1 John is the capsule for the church of what we did study in Leviticus and in the study of atonement. It is amazing the number of people who say they believe in atonement, the atoning work of Jesus Christ on the cross, but if you sin, especially a real bad sin, you have to repent, you have to confess, you have to feel sorry. If it's real bad, you have to go pay time, you have to be set aside a while. You've got to do this and do that. Oh, but I believe in the atoning work of Jesus Christ on the cross. Well, no, you don't. Because what you're saying is what atones and cleanses and all the things that atonement does, you're going to do. So this becomes very important in seeing what's going on even in 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. So this becomes very important to see it. So let's spend some time in prayer, orienting ourselves to the Holy Spirit, trusting the Spirit to reveal these things, open our eyes that we might see, and our ears that we might hear what the Spirit would have us to see and hear in regard to the passage that is before us, a very important passage. There are a lot of passages. I started to say probably no other passage that gives more trouble to the church, but there are a few others. But we'll say this, and we can say this with all certainty, that this passage, 1 John chapter 1, chapter 1, has caused more false doctrine, false rituals, false teaching, problems throughout all church history than a lot of other passages of Scripture. So we need to see what we really believe about it, the atonement, about the blood of Christ, which is in reference to his atonement, the work of Christ on the cross, what we do believe. What you really believe and what you think you believe, but not really, because your practice is different. Now, what do I mean? A lot of people say, oh, I believe in the atoning work of Christ on the cross, but you have to do this. Well, that tells you what you believe about the atoning work of Christ on the cross. It was not complete. It was not complete. It was partial atonement. It was not total atonement, total propitiation. It was partial. And even people say, oh, I believe in unlimited atonement. Well, do you really? Do you really believe in unlimited atonement, or do you believe there are things you've got that a non-believer or that a believer has to do to be atoned, to be reconciled, to be propitiated with God, brought back with God? The only way we're going to see the truth here is in the power of His Spirit. So let's spend a few moments in prayer to allow His Spirit to open our eyes and ears that we might see what He would have us to see. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, what a great privilege it is tonight to just come and sit down, friends, and open up the scriptures. Heavenly Father, we pray now that your Spirit will cause us to see what you would have us to see in regard to the work of your Son on the cross, our relationship with one another, our relationship with you, your Spirit, and your Son. Father, we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. All right, 1 John chapter 1, and we are in the midst of the all-important phrase in verse 7. We are in 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. So let's take a look and kind of refresh ourselves. It's been over six weeks now since we've been here having studied atonement. But again, this relates right with that study of atonement, so we can just pull it right in and not have to spend too much time in this tonight. What do you really believe about atonement? Do you really believe it is unlimited, that Christ took care of everything, or do you believe that man must do something else? Now, in verse 7, it reads like this, so far as we have covered. But if we walk in the light, now we're in these conditional clauses. We've already studied the negative conditional clause of verse 6. And now we are in the positive conditional clause of verse 7. The negative clause in verse 6, if we claim that we have fellowship with him